Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something truly beautiful happening in families with children around ages 6 and 7. Parents are asking us, how can I help my child learn to serve others and make a difference in their community? And I have to tell you, this question makes my cosmic heart absolutely glow with starlight. Because here's what the magic book has taught me over thousands of years. When a child at this age expresses the desire to help others, to make their community better, to be a force for good in the world, they're showing you something wonderful. They're in a magical developmental window where empathy, compassion, and prosocial behaviors are blooming like flowers in springtime. Let me share something that might surprise you. Research from some of the world's leading child development experts shows that ages 6 and 7 represent one of the most important periods for cultivating what scientists call prosocial behaviors. These are the helping, sharing, cooperating, and caring actions that form the foundation of service leadership. Doctor Mark Greenberg, a distinguished professor at Pennsylvania State University, has studied this extensively. His research shows that when children receive intentional support for developing these capacities during early elementary years, the effects are remarkable. They develop stronger relationship skills, show more helping behaviors, and engage more meaningfully with their communities. And here's the beautiful part: these aren't just temporary changes. These patterns of caring and service can last a lifetime. Now, I know what some parents might be thinking. Is my child really ready for this? Can a 6 or 7-year-old truly understand service and leadership? And the answer, my friend, is a resounding yes, but not in the way adults think about leadership. Your child isn't going to organize a charity gala or run for office. That's not what we're talking about here. What we're talking about is something even more beautiful. We're talking about a child who notices when someone is sad and offers comfort. A child who sees a classmate struggling and offers to help. A child who asks, "How can I make things better?" These are the seeds of service leadership, and they're sprouting in your child's heart right now. The research is so clear on this. Dr. Michelle Borba, an educational psychologist who has dedicated her career to understanding empathy in children, tells us that empathy can be taught just like reading, writing, and arithmetic. It's not something children either have or don't have. It's a skill that grows with practice, with modeling, with opportunities to serve. And here's where it gets even more exciting. The National Library of Medicine has published research showing that ages 6 and 7 are particularly receptive to this kind of learning. At this stage, children are building what scientists call social cognition, the ability to understand what others are thinking and feeling. This is the foundation that enables them to recognize community needs and respond with helping behaviors. So how do we nurture this beautiful instinct in our children? How do we help them grow into the world changers they're meant to be? Let me share some wisdom from the magic book. First, create opportunities for your child to help in meaningful ways. And I mean truly meaningful, not just token gestures. When your child helps prepare a meal for a neighbor who's ill, they're learning that their actions matter. When they help a younger child at the playground, they're discovering their capacity to make someone else's day brighter. These experiences are teaching them that service isn't something you do when you're grown up. It's something you do right now, today, in small and beautiful ways. Second, talk about the ripple effects of kindness. This is something Lucas and Ella discover in one of our stories, The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane. In this story, they learn that caring actions create ripples of positive change. When they help a scared child at an eye doctor's office, they discover something magical. Their kindness doesn't just help that one child. It creates waves of goodness that spread outward, touching more hearts than they could ever imagine. This is such an important concept for children to understand. Service isn't just about the immediate impact. It's about creating a culture of caring, a community where kindness multiplies. When your child sees this, when they understand that their small act of helping can inspire others to help too, it transforms how they see their role in the world. Third, help your child identify their unique gifts and talents. Every child has something special they can offer. Maybe your child is great at making people laugh. That's a gift that can brighten someone's difficult day. Maybe they're patient and gentle. That's a gift that can comfort someone who's anxious. Maybe they're creative and love to draw. That's a gift that can bring joy to someone who's lonely. In The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane, Lucas and Ella discover that they can use their own unique abilities to help others. They learn that being a world changer doesn't mean you have to be perfect at everything. It means you use what you have, who you are, to make someone else's life a little bit better. Fourth, model service in your own life. Children at this age are watching everything you do. When they see you holding the door for someone, helping a neighbor carry groceries, volunteering in the community, or simply showing kindness to a stranger, they're learning that service is a way of life. It's not something you do occasionally. It's woven into the fabric of who you are. And here's something beautiful. You don't have to be perfect at this. The Magic Book reminds us that children don't need perfect parents. They need authentic parents who are trying, who are growing, who are learning alongside them. When you make a mistake and apologize, you're teaching them humility. When you notice someone in need and respond with compassion, you're teaching them awareness. When you talk about how you decided to help, you're teaching them decision-making. Fifth, celebrate the small acts. In our culture, we often celebrate the big, dramatic gestures of service. The huge fundraisers, the grand volunteer projects, the impressive achievements. And those are wonderful. But the Magic Book teaches us that the small, everyday acts of kindness are just as important, maybe even more so. When your child shares their snack with a friend, celebrate that. When they comfort a sibling who's upset, acknowledge that. When they pick up litter at the park without being asked, honor that. These small moments are building the neural pathways of service. They're teaching your child that making a difference doesn't require grand gestures. It requires a heart that notices and hands that help. Now, let me tell you about the Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane, because this story captures everything we've been talking about so beautifully. Lucas and Ella discover that an eye doctor's office holds magical memories of everyone who learned to see clearly. And when they encounter a scared child who's nervous about getting glasses, they have a choice. They could ignore the situation. They could assume someone else will help, but instead, they choose to use their empathy, their creativity, and their caring hearts to make a difference. What I love about this story is that it shows children that service leadership isn't about being the loudest or the strongest or the most popular. It's about noticing when someone needs help and choosing to respond with kindness. It's about using your unique gifts to create positive change. It's about understanding that your actions, no matter how small they might seem, create ripples that spread far beyond what you can see. After you read this story with your child, I encourage you to have a conversation. Ask them, what talents or strengths do you have that could help someone else? How could you create ripples of kindness in our community? What does it mean to be a world changer? Listen to their answers. You might be amazed by their wisdom. The research tells us something powerful. When children develop these service-oriented capacities during ages 6 and 7, they're not just learning to be helpful. They're developing the emotional intelligence, the social awareness, and the leadership skills that will serve them throughout their entire lives. They're learning that they have agency, that their actions matter, that they can be forces for good in the world. And isn't that what we all want for our children? Not just that they succeed, but that they contribute. Not just that they achieve, but that they care. Not just that they lead, but that they serve. So, my wonderful friend, if your child is expressing this beautiful desire to help others, to make a difference, to transform their community through service, celebrate that instinct. Nurture it. Provide opportunities for it to grow. Because you're not just raising a child, you're raising a world changer. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. And we're here to support you on this beautiful journey. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.